Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
We'll continue our study on the book of Colossians.
我们一起来继续学习哥罗西书。
So let's turn to book of Colossians, chapter 3.
我们一起来翻到哥罗西书第三章。
Let's start with verse 12 to 17.
从十二节到第十七节。
I'll read it first in English, then our sister will lead you in Chinese.
弟兄先读英文，我们一起来读中文。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 17.
哥罗西书三章十二节到第十七节。
Verse 12. Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy, beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any,Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God, which rules in your heart, to which also ye are called to one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace.In your heart to the Lord, and whatever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him.
我们一起来读十二节。所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容。彼此饶恕，主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。你们也为此蒙召，归为一体，却要存感谢的心，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里。用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Lord, this morning, as you come to your word once again.
主，今天早上我们来到你话语的面前。
Lord, we humble ourselves down.
我们在你面前谦卑下来。
Lord, we know that we are not a bit understand your word.
主，我们知道我们一点不明白你的话语。
We need your revelation.
我们需要你的启示。
We need your speaking.
我们需要你向我们讲话。
Because whenever you speak, you bring light.
因为当你向我们讲话的时候，你就把光带来。
Lord, we just commit this meeting to your hand.
我们把这个聚会交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Last time I was here, I'm talking about the new man in Christ.
上次我讲到在基督里的新人。
This new man is not what repaired.
这个新人不是修复过来的。
Like a car being repaired to look better.
不是一个被修好的车子看起来好一点。
It is not like a house being restored.
也不是一个被修好的房子。
Rather, it is what a spiritual rebirth.
而是在一个是一个圣灵的重生。
That's why the Bible tells us, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
所以圣经上还讲说，在基督里的人就是新造的人。
We have a rebirth, not a physical rebirth, but a spiritual birth.
所以不是在身体上的重生，乃是在灵里的重生。
And because it's a spiritual birth,
因着是属灵里的重生。
Christ is our life.
基督就是我们的生命。
Before we are dead in sin and trespasses.
以前我们是死在罪恶过犯之中。
We have no hope without God in the world.
在这个世界上没有神，也没有指望。
But now, when Christ become our life,
但是今天基督成为我们的生命。
We are made alive.
我们就又活过来。
And therefore, we are a new man in Christ.
所以我们在基督里是新造的人。
And in this new man,
这个新人
there's a new kind of living.
就有一个新的生活。
But the question is.
这个问题是
，A lot of times we felt that how come as a new man we still fell into sin.
作为一个新人，我们怎么会又犯罪呢
？In other words, if I'm a new man, there should be a new kind of living.
换句话说，如果我是个新人，我应该有一个不一样的生活。
But the book of Colossians tells us.
但是哥罗西书里讲到。
And the reason is because many times as a new man we continue on to put the old garments of sin.
人继续犯罪，是因为我们把那个旧人继续的穿上。
Instead of putting Christ as our righteous garment,
不是把基督作为那个衣袍穿上。
We put on the garment of anger. We put on the garment of malice.
我们把那个愤怒和那个败坏的那个衣服穿上。
That's why every time we continue to live in this old man.
所以当我们继续活在这个旧人里的时候
，There is what we experience the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
我们就经历到圣灵的定罪。
Every time we do something, the Holy Spirit says, "Nah, that's not right."
当我们每次这样做的时候，圣灵就会说：“停下来，这样不对。
”take it off，
把那个旧人穿下脱下来。
Colossians says, "Put off that old man."
所以那个哥罗西书就说脱去那个旧人。
So every time we have this kind of feeling to put off, we better obey the Holy Spirit.
所以当有的时候我们要穿上那个旧人的时候，我们必须要顺服圣灵。
Because if not, then the reality of this new man cannot be lived out from us.
不然的话，那个新人的那个实际就不能从我们里面活出来。
On the other hand, we need to put on the new man.
另一方面，我们要穿上这个新人。
Therefore, what is this new man?
那么那个新人是什么呢
？Is the obedience of the Holy Spirit.
就是对圣灵的顺服。
First John chapter 2 verse 27 tells us.
约翰一书一章二十七节讲。
He said, "And the anointing which you have received dwells in you."
这个圣灵的恩膏住在我们里面。
You need not men to teach you.
不需要人来教导我们。
But the anointing in you teaches you in all things, and it's true, and it's not a lie.
这个圣灵的恩膏在凡事上教导你们，这个圣灵的恩膏是真的。
So every time we just obey the Holy Spirit.
当我们每次顺服圣灵的时候
，then the Holy Spirit teaches us what to do and how to do it.
这个圣灵就会教导我们如何做，怎么做。
On the other hand,
另一方面
，we have the Word of God.
我们有神的话。
You know, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit always work hand in hand.
圣灵和神的话语总是在一起工作。
The Word of God serves as an anchor.
这个神的话语就像那个锚一样。
It's a lot of times we feel like it's only a feeling.
很多时候我们觉得说这是一个感觉。
But is it true?
这是真的吗
？Then the Word of God complements.
这个神的话就来见证。
Telling us that this is the right thing to do and what how to do it.
告诉我们这是对的事情，而且告诉我们如何来做。
For example,
举个例子说。
For example, when somebody did something bad to you,
有人对你做了不好的事情。
That old garment of sin felt like I need to put a revenge.
那个旧人的衣服让我们有个感觉，说我们需要报复。
I need to get even with you.
我需要跟他摆平。
But the Holy Spirit said, "No, you shouldn't do that."
圣灵就说不要这样做。
So why?
为什么呢
？Because the Bible tells us we need to love our enemies.
因为圣经上说我们需要爱我们的仇敌。
Do good to them that hate you.
对恨你的人要对他做好事。
So we see there is a feeling, there is also an anchor telling us what to do.
虽然里面有感觉，但是有那个神的话语告诉我们应当如何做。
So praise the Lord.
赞美神。
We have the Spirit and we have the Word of God.
我们有圣灵，也有神的话。
Now today, I just want to share with you what kind of garment are we putting on?
今天我要来分享我们穿上的衣服是什么样的衣服呢
？Beginning verse 12,
第十二节
，it says, "Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved."
既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要圣洁蒙爱的人。
Before we continue on what the garment that we are about to put on.
以前我们讲的
Before I talk about the garment,
在我讲到我们要穿上的衣服之前
，Paul talks about what is the motivation in order for us to put on that new garment.
那么保罗在这里讲到说，让我们穿上这个新人的这个动机是什么呢
？So what is in other words, what is the reason? What is the purpose of putting on that new garment?
换句话说，让我们穿上这个新人的目的是什么呢
？It says here we are the elect. There are three things. We are the elect of God.
三件事情，第一，我们是神的选民。
You know these three things: the elect of God, holy and beloved, are the who we are after we got saved.
这三件事情就是我们得救之后我们所是，就是我们是神的选民，我们是圣洁的，我们是蒙爱的。
And this is also the motivation.
这也就是我们的动机。
Thank God we are elected by Him.
感谢神，我们是神的选民。
I believe that among all the millions of people,
我相信在所有成千上万的人中
，God has elected us out from there.
神从他们当中拣选了我们。
We can just never understand the reason why.
我们不会明白为什么。
If we try to look at ourselves,
如果看看我们自己
，We are no better than other people.
我们不比别人好。
We are not more intelligent.
我们不比他们聪明。
We are not more righteous than them.
我们不比他们更公义。
But Paul said, "I am the sinner among sinners."
保罗说我是罪人中的罪魁。
But regardless what our condition is,
但是不管我们的境况是什么样子
，God has elected us.
神拣选了我们。
Is that wonderful?
这是不是很奇妙呢？
There's no way to say I have no reason to praise the Lord.
所以我们没有任何理由不来 来感谢赞
美。So every time we come to the Lord's table, I say, Lord, I thank you for you have chosen me in the midst of such a corrupt situation.
所以到了饼杯面前，我们就要跟神说，在这个败坏的世界里，感谢神，你拣选了我。
And not only He has chosen us, He says you are holy.
不光他拣选了我们，这里说是圣洁。
And holy speak of being sanctified, set apart for a certain reason.
这个圣洁说是把我们分别开了，为了一个特别的目的。
What is this reason?
这个原因是什么？
First Peter told us, "For you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood."
彼得前书说你是一个拣选的国度，君尊的祭司。
We are here separated by God in order to serve Him.
我们在这里被神分别出来，是为了要来侍奉神。
Did you see there's a you know from one step to higher?
看看有没有看到说我们这更近了一步。
From being chosen, we are sanctified to serve Him.
我们从那个神的选民而成了更进一步分别为圣来服侍他。
Lastly, which is the climax.
最后一点是最高点。
We are beloved by Him.
我们是蒙爱的。
Oh, brothers, we are beloved by Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们是蒙爱的。
Before I make this analogy.
在我做这个分析之前。
Yeah, I love you all, brothers and sisters.
我都爱弟兄姊妹。
But my son is my beloved.
但是我的儿子是我蒙爱的。
He had a special part in a special you know place in my heart.
他在我的心中有个特殊的地位。
Today, brothers and sisters, we had a special part in God's heart.
今天弟兄姊妹，我们在神的心中有一个特殊的地位。
Because we are beloved by Him.
因为我们是被他所蒙爱的。
Is that more than enough motivation to put on that new man?
这是不是有足够的动机让我们能够穿上这个新人呢？
We are elected by God, sanctified and beloved by Him.
我们是神的选民，我们是圣洁的，是蒙爱的。
Now it says here, what kind of garments are we putting on?
那么我们穿上什么样的衣服呢？
It says here that we need to put on that bowels of mercy.
我们要穿上那个怜悯。
It is a spirit of mercy.
是那个怜悯的灵。
In other words, it speaks about this willingness to reach out to people.
不光是说到那个愿意来帮助别人
，spirit of mercy
是有一个怜悯的灵。
Not trying to pity people，
不是说可怜人
，but trying to reach out to them，
而是说来够到他们
，to share in their sufferings，
在他们的痛苦中来分享。
This is called mercy，
这就是怜悯。
You know we are living in a society that is what we call profit oriented society。
今天我们所活的这个社会是一个
profit oriented，
是一个盈利的社会。
You go to work。
你上班的地方
If this, the company felt like you can cause the company to grow and to earn money, then you are an asset.
如果你让这个公司能够挣钱呢，你就是这个公司的资产。
But one day you got sick.
如果有一天你病了
and sick for a long period of time.
病了很长一段时间
and the company still need to pay you, you become a liability.
公司还要继续付你的钱，那你就成了一个债务。
You know, I know a friend.
我知道有一个朋友。
Last year, she got sick.
去年她生病了。
So the doctor said you need to have an operation.
医生说你需要做手术。
And so she kept her vacation for that operation.
所以她就在用这个假期来做这个手术。
Hoping that after the operation, with that vacation time, she will recover, so he can enter into the new year with a new beginning.
所以她就希望说借着这个假期，她能够恢复过来，新年的时候她可以继续的上班。
But after the operation, something happened.
但是手术之后发生了一些事情。
She needs another operation.
她需要另外一个手术。
And the period of rest should extend from that old year 2018 to 2019.
所以她休息的时间需要从18年一直进到19年。
So in other words, all his vacation is taken off.
换句话说。她所有的假期都用完了。
So when she came to work, she was so happy. You know, I recovered already.
她工作的，她来上班之后，她很高兴，她说我已经恢复了。
But after a month.She felt that there is something bothering her in her feet.
但一个月以后，她觉得说她的脚很不舒服。
And there is swollen.
脚也肿起来。
So she went to the doctor.
她去看医生。
The doctor said there is a nerve that is pressing on some nerve that causing it to swollen. Then you need another operation.
医生说你的神经压迫到另别的神经，你需要再另外一个手术。
So she went to the human resource saying, "What should I do?"
她就去到人事部说，那么我现在可以做什么
？And she said, "Yeah, you can take your vacation."
人家人事部说你可以休假。
But when you come back, I don't assure you that you will have your position.
但是你回来之后，你的位置我不能够保证。
You need to reapply as a new person.
你需要重新做像一个新人一样重新申请位置。
In other words, you're fired.
换句话说，你被裁了。
This is the kind of the kind of condition we are.
这就是我们今天在社会的这个情况。
There is no compassion.
这里是没有怜悯的。
Even though they see already you are suffering, they really don't care.
虽然他们看见你在这里痛苦，但是他们没有任何的怜悯。
But we as children of God,
但是我们作为神的儿女
，God gave us a spirit of compassion.
神给我们一个怜悯的怜悯的灵。
A spirit of mercy, the wanting to reach out to help people.
使我们能够愿意够到去帮助别人。
And secondly, it says kindness.
这里讲的第二点讲到恩慈。
Kindness is just the what the result of the compassion within us.
这个恩慈是因着这个怜悯的结果。
It is the word kindness is the same word in Romans chapter 2 verse 4, the goodness of God.
这里的这个恩慈和罗马书第二章和神的恩慈是同一个字。
The goodness of God that brings us into repentance.
神的恩慈是要带领我们悔改。
When we come before the Lord's table.
当我们来到主饼杯面前的时候。
When we see the bread and the cup.
当我们看到主的饼和杯。
It reminds us the suffering of God.
提醒我们主为我们所受的痛苦。
This is what we call the kindness of God.
这是神的恩慈。
And this kindness is just trying to help out people at His own expense without any hidden agenda.
这个神的恩慈是在以他自己为代价，而且没有任何的隐藏的目的。
There's a lot of kindness.
这是有很多的恩慈。
Sometimes being a politician, you know.
有些政治家
they try to give out a lot of good things.
他们会分发很多好处
but there's a hidden agenda there.
在那里有一个隐藏的目的
because this is election year.
因为这是一个大选年
so after you get all the benefit, then on that election day, you got to vote for me.
当你得到所有这些好处之后，在那选举的那一天，你需要为他投票。
Is that kindness? Yes, it is, but with hidden agenda.
这是不是恩慈呢？是的，但是那有一个隐藏的目的。
Is it at his own expense? No, it came from donation.
是不是出于他自己的代价呢？不是的，是从那个捐款来的。
But the kindness of God is totally a different story.
但是神的恩慈是完全不一样的。
It's altogether he out of his own, without any hidden purpose.
出于他自己，而且没有任何隐藏的目的。
One time, there's a person who brought his son to the hospital.
有一次，有一个人把他儿子带到医院去。
It is in a very critical case.
是一个非常紧迫的情况。
But when he went to the hospital, there is no doctor there. The attending physician is not there.
但是到了医院之后，那里却没有医生。
So he was shouting, cursing.
他在那大喊大叫骂人。
And after a few minutes, the doctor came.
几分钟之后，医生来了。
And he gave the doctor a reprimand.
他就批评那个医生。
The doctor didn't say anything. Went into the emergency room, saved the life of the child.
医生什么都没有讲，进到那个急诊室，救了这个孩子的命。
After that, then the doctor came out of the operation room.
当那个医生从那手术室里出来之后
，That person instead of being grateful, he started to reprimand the person again. How come you're late?
那个父亲没有感谢医生，却指责这个医生：“你为什么迟到了？”
He said, "My son would have died."
他说：“我的儿子会死的。”
But the doctor didn't say anything. He just went away.
医生什么都没有说，他就走开了。
Then the head nurse informed this person.
那个护士就告诉这个父亲
："This doctor is just attending his wife's funeral."
说这个医生刚刚参加他妻子的葬礼。
Because of the news of saving your son, he cut short that funeral meeting.
因着他要来救你儿子的命，他就把那个葬礼给缩短了。
To save your son's life.
他救了你儿子的命。
And go back to finish the funeral.
现在他要回去继续参加他的那个妻子的葬礼。
Mercy is this kindness.
弟兄姊妹，这就是那个恩慈。
This is the kindness out of the heart of a person.
这是从一个人心里面所出的恩慈。
Filled with the love of God.
是充满了神的爱。
At his own expense, without any hidden purpose.
用他自己出的代价，没有任何的隐藏的目的。
So we have the compassion, we have the kindness.
所以有怜悯，也有恩慈。
And it says here humility, the humbleness of mind.
谦卑是谦虚的灵。
Let me read to you Philippians chapter 2. It's a very familiar verse.
我们来读腓立比书第二章，是非常熟悉的经节。
The Philippians chapter 2 speak of that humbleness of Christ.
在这里讲到基督谦卑的灵。
Chapter 2 says, Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, even being obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
第六节，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服于，至于死，且死在十字架上。
He is in equal with God.
他是与神同等的。
Our Lord Jesus is equal with God.
主耶稣是与神同等的。
But for our sake, he humbled himself, took on the fashion of man, as fashion of a man, and died on the cross for our sin.
但是为了我们，他就谦卑自己，成为人的样式，死在十字架上。
We all, it's very familiar for us to talk, oh, God became a man, or Jesus became a man.
对我们来说这很熟悉，因主耶稣成为人的样式死在十字架上。
But do you know when he became a man, it's not only for one day or two days, he became a man for 33.5 years.
但我们知道他成为人不是一年两年，而是33年半。
And on this earth as a man, he is a son of a carpenter.
在这个地上作为人子，他是一个木匠的儿子。
And there is no luxury, no enjoyment.
地上没有任何的奢侈，也没有任何的享受。
He says, "Fox has its holes, birds has nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head."
狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，但是人子却没有枕头的地方。
In other words, there is no permanent place to live.
换句话说，他没有可以永久居住的地方。
But Jesus Christ humbled himself in order to save you and me.
但是耶稣谦卑他自己是为了救我们。
One time, there is a little girl who is drowning in the sea.
有一次，一个小女孩在海里要被淹死了。
So everybody was rushing to the sea to drag that girl out of the sea.
所以所有人都跑到那里去把那个小孩子救出来。
And they laid him on the beach.
他们就把他放在海边上。
But the thing is, the girl is not breathing.
但是那个孩子不能呼吸了。
So the old man came running to give the girl a CPR.
所以有一个老年人就跑过来要给这个孩子心肺复苏。
Then suddenly, there's a young man say, "Get out of here! I am trained in CPR. Let me do the CPR."
突然有一个年轻人就跑出来说，你们都走开，我是一个受过训练的，可以做心肺复苏的人。
And he gave the girl a CPR, and the girl in 2 minutes was made alive.
他就给这个小女孩心肺复苏，两分钟之后女孩子活过来。
And everybody was clapping their hands, including the old man.
每个人都在那里拍手，包括那个老年人。
But the story didn't end here.
但是故事没有结束在这
里。After 2 hours, this same person who gave the CPR to the girl felt some tightness in his chest.
但过了两个小时，这个年轻人突然觉得心里头疼痛。
And he felt unconscious.
他就昏过去了。
And afterwards, he found himself in the ambulance.
过了一会儿，他就发现他自己在那个救护车里。
With the old man checking his pulse.
那个老年人在查他的那个脉搏。
Then the old man explained to him that he is a doctor and you had a heart attack and that's why I gave you a CPR.
那个老年人说你有一个心脏病，我是个医生，所以我现在给你一个心肺复苏。
And the man said, "How come you didn't tell me you are a doctor?"
那个年轻人说，那你怎么没告诉我你是医生呢？
Then the old man said, "Whether you find me a doctor or not, it doesn't really matter."
老年人说我是不是医生这并不重要。
Whether you are grateful to me, it doesn't really matter.
你对我是不是感恩也不重要。
Because my purpose is to save lives.
因为我的目的就是要救人。
This is what we call humbleness.
这就是谦卑。
Doesn't care about reputation.
也不在意他的名声。
Doesn't care about acknowledgement.
也不在意是不是被承认。
Have only one thing to save lives.
只有一个目的就是要救人。
Isn't this our Lord Jesus?
这是不是就是我们主耶稣呢？
Brothers and sisters, as children of God, we need to put on that garment of humbleness.
作为神的儿女，我们真的应该穿上那个谦卑的衣服。
We love people to recognize us.
我们希望人都要承认我们。
It makes us feel a little bit good, right?
让我们觉得感觉很好。
But even as a children of God,
但是作为神的儿女，
that is not our purpose.
那不是我们的目的。
As children of God, we need to put on that garment of humbleness.
作为神的儿女，我们应该穿上这个谦卑的衣服。
And it says here, meekness.
这里讲温柔。
When we talk about meekness,it's also gentleness.
这里的温柔也就是那个温柔。
Sometimes people talk about meekness. The thing that came into our mind is a softness. Doesn't speak loud.
这个温柔让我们想到说，这个人很柔软，不说话声音不大。
But even though a person doesn't speak loud, it doesn't mean he's gentle.
一个说话声音不大人也不等于这个人就很柔软。
Oh, I met a lot of people in my company. They speak so gently, but they are harsh.
在我公司有很多人说话非常柔软，但他们却说得非常的刺人。
Especially ladies.
尤其是女士。
That's why I'm really afraid about ladies nowadays.
所以我对女士很害怕。
Talk about being gentle. They are outwardly gentle, but inwardly they are harsh.
他们外面是非常的温柔，但是里面却非常的。
But when you talk about gentleness, it speaks of person who easily can get along with.
说的这里说的温柔是这个人很容易相处。
And easily to talk to.
很容易跟他说话。
When he encounters some problems, he doesn't complain, but he just stay silent.
这当遇到问题的时候，这个人不抱怨，而是出于保持沉默。
Is this not our Lord Jesus?
这不是我们主耶稣吗？
He's just a sheep led to the slaughter without saying anything.
就像羊被牵到宰杀的地界却默默无声。
We live in a society always cry, "It's not fair."
在我们所生活的这社会，就是总是喊着说不公平。
Young people, you know, it's not fair, ma'am.
年轻人总是喊着说妈妈这不公平。
Other people do it, how come I shouldn't, I can't do it?
为什么别人可以做我就不可以做呢？
People have it, how come I don't have it? It's not fair. People had it, I don't have it.
别人都可以有我不能有这 不公平。
Mary says, we are the children of God.
弟兄姊妹我们是神的儿女。
We put on that, what? That garment of gentleness.
我们需要把那个温柔穿上。
We are not here to complain.
我们不需要抱怨。
We are not to subject to authority.
我们需要来顺服掌权的。
And not only it says meekness, it's a long suffering.
这里讲到忍耐。
Long suffering speak of patience.
这里讲到这个长久忍耐就是忍耐。
When we talk about patience, the first thing that came into our mind is the what? The amount of time, right?
当我们想到忍耐的时候，我们会想到这个时间。
How long should I wait?
我要等多久
？A day.
一天。
A month.
一个月
，a year，
一年。
But when you talk about long suffering from the Bible points of view, from God points of view，
但是当从圣经的角度来看忍耐
，it doesn't talk about how long。
这里并不讲了多久。
Rather, it talks about letting God do His work in His own time。
而是讲到说让神来做他的事情，在他的时间里面。
So we don't wait for the time。
所以这里不是讲时间。
We look forward for God to work。
我们是要盼望神来做。
You know, we are in a society who wants a quick job and quick results.
我们活在这社会里是需要一个快快的把事情做好。
Especially in America.
尤其是在美国。
You know, in our work, we are time in how much we do our work.
在我的工作环境里，我们的能做多少时间是被定时的。
We are doing some chemicals.
我们用那个化学。
Sometimes I do the milligrams.
我有的时候我用那个是毫克。
Very little, you know.
是非常非常小。
So it will take a period more time in order to repack those kind of things.
所以要花多一点时间能够把它们包装好。
But the thing is, the company will time you.
但是这个公司要定你的时间。
How long did it take you to make one?
你要花多长时间能够包一包。
And they will time it. Is it too long or is it too short?
是太快了呢，还是太慢了？
And if it's too long, then they will reprimand you.
如果太快，太时间太久，他们会指责你。
You know, make it quickly.
动作快一点。
This is the kind of society we are in.
这就是我们今天所生活的环境。
The shorter amount of time, the better.
时间越短越好。
And we put that concept into gospel, in the work of the gospel.
但是我们把这个概念也带到了神福音的工作里面。
Sometimes in the preaching of the gospel, we felt like, how could we preach the gospel in the shortest period of time to cause people to be saved?
有的时候我们觉得说，我们能不能在最短的时间内传了福音，让人来相信
？One time I came from a denomination which had a 15 minutes gospel.
有一次我从一个宗派里，他那里有十五分钟的福音。
Very quickly causing people to be saved and even baptize them.
在很短的时间让人来相信，让人来受浸。
But you know the work of the gospel is just is not like that.
但是神的工作，福音的工作不是这样。
Paul told us.
保罗说。
I sow, Apollo watered. It is God who gave the growth.
我栽种，亚波罗浇灌，但是叫他生长的是神。
It is not about the amount of time.
不是那个时间的问题。
It is about God's mercy.
而是神的怜悯。
For the preaching of the gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
是神的能力使人得救。
So it's not in our power to what cause people to be saved.
不是我们的能力让人得救。
We just need to wait for God's working power to work in this man in order for this person to be saved.
是让人拯救的能力让这个人能够来得救。让神拯救能力让这个人来得救。
So if we try to use technology or kind of human ways to preach the gospel, that's an insult to God.
如果我们用人的这个科技和人的办法来让人得救，是对神的一个侮辱。
Today, as children of God,
今天作为神的儿女
，while we need to put on that garment of patience,
我们需要把那个忍耐的衣服穿上。
I know it's not easy.
我知道这不容易。
I'm a person who's always anxious.
我是一个非常容易焦躁的人。
I like things to be done quickly.
我希望事情做得快一点。
If there is a little delay, then I feel so anxious.
如果有一点耽延，我就觉得很焦躁。
But as children of God, we need to put on that cloak of long suffering.
但是作为神的儿女，我们需要穿上那个忍耐的衣服。
Instead of looking for technology to make things move faster, we look towards God for His mercy.
不是通过技术能够让事情快点，而是来仰望神的工作。
Then verse 13, forbearing one another.
第十三节是彼此包容。
You know, some people are not that easy to what get along with.
有的人不是那么容易相处。
Every time you try to get along with this person, he's like a thorn bush. You got pricked.
你想要跟这个人相处，他就像一个刺一样的扎人。
Regardless how you try to, you know, to to have a relationship with this person.
你是怎么样想跟这个有关，有这个跟这个人有相处？
They just have some weird kind of standards.
他们就有一些非常奇怪的标准。
That cause you not really to reach it.
使你们够不着。
So instead of helping the person, you just get reprimanded.
结果不能够帮助这个人，反而被这个人责备。
But the Bible says we need to forbear one another.
但圣经说我们要彼此包容。
In the Bible, it says the meaning of forbearance means to endure.
这个包容是说你要忍耐。
Endure means that it's not trying to help him to fit your mold.
这里的包容不是说你要让他适应你的这个模式。
Or try to change him or her so it will fit your style.
来改变他，使他能够来合适你的这个方式。
Neither is it running away or giving up.
或者说是你跑开了就放弃了。
But rather to endure.With this person.
而是说来包容这个人。
Brothers and sisters, in the church today, we have different kind of character.
今天的教会里面有不同的特点，不同的性格。
It's not like the army.
就像一个军队。
There's a certain procedure, there's a certain kind of conduct. You got used to this conduct. If not, out you go.
就跟军队不一样，军队里面有一定的规定。如果你不符合这个规定，那你就从你就出去。
Today in the church, all kinds of people.
今天的教会有不同样的人。
Different kind of languages.
不一样的语言。
Different kind of culture.
不一样的文化。
We need endurance.
我们需要来包容。
And it says here, forgiving one another.
彼此饶恕。
Oh, this is a very hard thing.
这是一个非常艰难的事情。
Especially when you knew you are on the right path.
尤其是当你知道你是在那个对的路上。
When people try to misunderstand you,
当人误会你的时候。
The Bible tells us we need to forgive one another.
圣经说我们需要饶恕。
For one reason.
为了一个原因。
For God in Christ also have forgiven you.
因为主神在基督里也饶恕了我们。
And you say, okay, forgive once, twice, but how many times?
你说一次两次，那么多少次呢？
How many times did God forgive us in a day?
那么神一天原谅我们多少次呢？
It is also the many times we forgive one another.
也就是我们要多少次的原谅别人。
And lastly,
最后
it says here, and above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness.
在这一切之外要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
Love is that super glue.
那个爱就是那个胶水。
It's that motivating factor to cause us to have humbleness of heart, having patience, so on and so forth.
这个爱心就是使我们能够有这个谦虚和温柔忍耐的所有的动机。
Without love, it's altogether a short leave.
如果没有爱，所有这些都是非常短暂的。
Without love, it's only a performance.
没有爱，这些不过就是个表演就是了。
Sooner or later, it will just explode.
很快，这些就会我们就会爆发。
But with the love of God,
但是因着神的爱
，it goes on and on and on.
就会一直不停的下去。
That's why people felt like you people are special.
所以人们会觉得说你们这些人不一样。
How could you endure such a person?
你怎么能够忍耐这样的一个人？
How could you, be so compassionate?
你怎么会有这样充满的怜悯？
How could you be so kind even without anything in return?
为什么你会对别人这样的有恩慈却不期待任何的回报？
Because it is the love of God.
是因着神的爱。
It talks about it is a bond of perfectness.
是联络全德的。
When you talk about perfectness,
当你讲到那个完美的时候，
it's the actual accomplishment of the end in view.That's the Greek meaning.
是那个当
The actual accomplishment of the end in view.
是说当就是
To accomplish something for a purpose. In other words, what is really the purpose of this?
换句话是什么？这个目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of putting on this cloak of Christ as being a righteous garment?
这个把神的衣袍穿上，这个目的是什么呢？
That people will see.
人们会看见。
Christ is all and in all.
是基督是住在个人之内。
It says here there is no verse 11 where there is no Greek nor Jew, nor circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
在此不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的。
When people come to you.
当人来到你那里的时候，
they see you as a peculiar people.
人们看到你是个特别的民。
They see you as the children of God.
人看见你是属神的子民。
Not of a kind of culture.
不是一个文化。
Not kind of an education that you had.
不是我们所受的教育。
But what they see is Christ is all and in all.
是他们所看到是基督是包括一切
在个人之
内。That's why
an old person always say.
所以有一个人说，
I don't hear the gospel, I see the gospel.
我不看福音，我是 看见，我不是听见福音，我是看见福音。
They see the gospel live out a person's life.
他们看见一个人活出这个福音。
This is the purpose of putting on that garment of righteousness.
这就是我们穿上那个新人的原因目的。
Now we come to the third point.
我们来到第三点。
We have the motivation.
我们有这个动机。
We have the garments.
我们有这个衣服。
Then what is the guidance?
这个带领是什么呢？
It says here, and the peace of God which rules in your heart.To which you are also being called into one body and be thankful.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，却要存感谢的心。
What is the thing that guides us?
这个带领我们的是什么呢？
No, in the world today, in society, we are guided by feelings.
今天我们是跟着感觉走。
Does it make sense?
是不是合理？
Do you have a good reason for it?
我们有没有一个很好的原因？
What is the fashion of the world today? How do they do things?
今天这个世界的样式是什么？他们怎么做？
This is what people do in society.
今天是世界的人就是这样做。
But today, as the children of God,
但是作为神的儿女，
what guides us to live and walk?
什么来带领我们如何行如何做呢？
It is the peace of God.
是神的平安。
That's why we all the Chinese speaking saints always have this word.
中文有一个古语说，
有平安吗？
你有平安吗？ Do you have peace?
你做这个有平安吗？
Do you have peace by doing this?
This is the thing that guides us.
这就是那个在里面引导我们的。
But having peace doesn't mean you have the answer.
有平安，但不等于你有这个答案。
Sometimes we don't know the answer.
有的时候我们并没有答案。
It is just the thing that in us that causes us to stop to do it and do the other thing.
就是在我们里面告诉我们不要这样做，做其他的事情。
And having peace doesn't mean it's an easy way.
有平安并不等于说这是一条容易的路。
A lot of times we have this false concept, as long as it's free flowing, it's so smooth, then there is peace. No, it's not right.
有的时候我们有个错误的观念，觉得说只要是这样顺着潮流走，这样走容易，这就是平安。
When the Lord Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane,
主耶稣在克西马尼园的时候，
he prayed before the Father, let this bitter cup pass from me, not as I will, but as not thou wilt.
他向父神祷告说，让这个苦杯离开我，但是不是照着我的意思呢？是照着你的意思。
He prayed for three times.
他祷告了三次。
In other words, there is something that's bothering him.
也就是说，这件事情很搅扰他。
But when he came to the third prayer,
但是当他来到第三次的时候，
he knew clearly that this is the will of the Father.
他就知道说这是父神的旨意。
He told the disciples, "Let's arise and go."
他就跟门徒说，起来吧，我们走。
Brothers and sisters, this is the peace within us.
这就是在我们里面的平安。
Maybe I've already testified to you concerning my mom's testimony.
也许我已经为我妈妈做过见证。
But let me repeat it. This always is a very good, example.
让我再讲一遍，因为这是一个很好的例子。
You know, Philippines has been famous for all these scenic views and places.
菲律宾有很多非常美好的景色。
And one of these is the falls, the waterfalls.
有一个非常好的瀑布。
And a lot of tourists go there.
很多游客到那里去。
They ride on small boats and passing through that falls. They call it shooting the rapids.
他们坐着那个小船穿过那个瀑布。
And my mom went there to that place for many, many times.
我妈妈去了无数次。
But one time, a group of brothers and sisters from Hong Kong came over.
有一次从香港来了弟兄姊妹过来。
And they, the church decided to bring them to that place.
教会就决定带他们到那里去。
And my mom is also riding on one boat. It's like a kayak, okay?
我妈妈也坐在那个小船上。
But those boatmen are expert boatmen.
这些那个开船划船的人是非常有经验的。
Because the length of the travel is two stages.
那个整个行程是分两段。
The first stage is just very, very smooth, not much turbulence.
第一段是非常平稳的，没有任何波浪。
But the second stage, there's fast flowing river and there's a lot of rocks beside it.
第二段是非常的快，有很多的石头。
So the boatmen should know the path. They know how to turn quickly, because if not.The boat will be, damaged.
所以这个划船的人需要对这个行程非常的熟悉，知道怎么样快快的躲开那个石头。
So when my mom was riding on that boat on the first stage, he felt like that's it. I'm not going to the second stage.
他坐在那个船上，他就感觉说我不想再坐了，我不要再进到第二段去。
And the sister said, "Why? Let's sing some gospel hymns,
那个姊妹就说，那我们来唱点福音的诗歌吧。
So you will have peace inside.
所以你会有平安。
But afterwards, my mom said, "No, I'll stop at the first stage, and you just come back and pick me up."
当我妈妈说我就想停在这里了，你们回来之后再来接我。
So the sister proceeded.
所以那个姊妹就继续往前。
so quickly that one of the boat that the sister is riding hit one of the rock and the boat broke into two.
所以到那个姊妹坐的船就撞到了石头上，那个船就分成两段。
And these sisters are good swimmers.
这个姊妹是个非常好会游泳的人。
But the thing is, the water, the current of the water is so fast.They want to swim up, but the water is pushing them back down.
那个他们想往上游，但是那个水太快，就把他们冲下去。
It's good that the boatman pulled their head up in order to save these two sisters.
那个划船的人就把他从水里头拉了上来。
Remember, my mom is not a swimmer.
记住，我的妈妈是不会游泳的。
If my mom will be there, I will not be here.
如果我妈妈在船上，那今天就没有我了。
Thank God, there is a peace within.
感谢神，这里有一个平安。
Telling her, mom, stop there.
告诉他说，停下来，不要再往前行。
Sisters, we need to pay attention.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要注意。
To the peace inside.
对我们里面的平安需要注意。
Especially the young people.
尤其是年轻人。
We want reason.
我们总是想要争论。
We always say, give me a reason.
给我一个理由。
Even my son, Dad, give me a reason.
尤其是我儿子，总是跟我说，你给我一个理由。
I told my son, I don't have a reason.
我跟我儿子说我没理由。
I don't have. It's not fair to give you a reason if I haven't, you know, met this person yet.
我甚至没有见到这个人，我怎么能够给你一个理由
？Then my son said, "Okay, next time that you just tell me there is no peace, then I will stop."
那我儿子说，下一次你告诉我里面没有平安，那我就不再争了。
Brothers and sisters, we need to, you know, treasure this peace within.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要宝贵这个平安。
This peace is our guidance.
这个平安是带领我们的平安
When guiding us to do the thing God wants us to do
带领我们做神要我们做的事情
and stopping us the thing which God doesn't want us to do
停止神不让我们做的事情
In other words, that uneasiness is really a protection from God
也就是说那个不平安是来保护我们的
Secondly, not only we had the peace within
第二 不光是有平安在我们里面
It says, let the word of God, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom
把基督道理丰丰富富的存在心
Not only we had the peace within which the Holy Spirit
不光是有那个平安就是圣灵
We also had the word of God to guide us
我们还有神的话语来带领我们
That's why young people, you need to read the word of God
年轻人你需要读圣经
You know, if we don't read the word of God then we don't know the word We don't know who God is
如果我们不读神的话我们就不知道神是谁
The word of God not only reveals us who he is
神的话告诉我们神是谁。
It is also a guide in order to tell us how to conduct ourselves as children of God.
也告诉我们作为神的儿女，我们应当如何行。
How do you make yourself different from other people?
你怎么能够让你和别人不一样
？What kind of action, what kind of living should I have in order to make myself different?
我应该过什么样的生活使我和别人不一样
？Not that I want to be different.
不是说我想跟别人不一样。
But brothers, we are different.
弟兄姊妹，我们是跟别人不一样。
We are people in the kingdom of God.
我们是神国的子民。
We are what a royal priesthood.
我们是个君尊的祭司。
How could a royal priesthood do things that is the same like other people did?
君尊的祭司怎么能够跟世人做事一样呢
？May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有怜悯。
Let the peace of God dwell in us rich. Let the word of God dwell in us richly.
让神的话丰丰富富存在我们心里。
And let the peace of God arbitrate in our heart.
让神的话，神的平安在我们心里做主。
Acting like a referee or an umpire.
在我们里面能够做一个带领。
Lastly,
最后
is the result.
就是那个结果。
In verse 17, whatsoever ye do in word or in deed, do all in the name of our Lord Jesus.
无论做什么或说话或行事，都奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
When we put on that garment of righteousness,
当我们把那个公义的衣袍穿上的时候
，When we put on that compassion, that mercy, that kindness,
当我们穿上那个怜悯、恩慈、温柔的时候
，We align ourselves.We align ourselves with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就和主耶稣连在一起。
We try to reflect who Christ is.
我们就能够反映出基督是谁。
People will say, "Who is Christ?"
人们问基督是谁。
But when they see your behavior,
当他们看见你的行为的时候
，When they see your conduct,
当他们看见你的行为的时候
，The nature, the virtue of our Lord Jesus Christ is to live out from them.
主耶稣的美德就从我们里面显现出来。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your speaking this morning.
主耶稣，我们感谢你向我们说话。
Indeed, we thank you that we are a new man in you.
感谢神，我们在你里面是新造的人。
You are our life.
你是我们的生命。
But Lord also encourage us to go on.
但是主，求你激励我们继续往前。
And in the midst of all temptation,
在所有的试探里面，
we want to put on you as a righteous garment.
我把你穿上作为义袍。
Oh, that you might be expressed, may be shown forth, be glorified through us.
使你的光能够从我们里面展现出来，荣耀你。
Lord, continue on to speak in our hearts.
求你继续向我们说话。
Lord, in this turbulent, wicked generation,
在这个败坏的软弱的世代里面，
may we shine forth as light in the world.
使我们能够像荣光发照耀。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.